This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A regular here, Greg Quinn, will have his notes from the current farm in just a moment. But first, a crazy story about a woman who was removed from an airplane flight for stabbing a man sitting next to her with her pen. A Southwest Airlines flight en route from Chicago Midway to Manchester, New Hampshire, was delayed when a passenger was removed for poking her seatmate with a fountain pen. The passenger poked the man next to her with the pen to stop him from snoring. Airline officials say the incident happened before the plane took off from Chicago. As the plane taxied toward takeoff, the woman sitting next to the man decided she had had enough of his snoring. Witnesses said the man shouted, "She stabbed me with a pen." A regular contributor here each week is naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn, who is in fact responsible for bringing the black currants back to the U.S. market and grows black currants on his current farm in the Hudson Valley, New York.
I'm Greg Quinn with this week's Notes from the Current Farm. As the morning light was beginning to soften the darkness one morning this past week, I noticed some ripples on the pond behind the old farmhouse. I focused my attention to the source of the disturbance on the otherwise still water and spotted a pair of one of the most beautiful ducks in the world. The word which best describes the male wood duck is stunning. They boast a glossy green head with a crest of feathers sweeping off the back, accented with white sharp stripes, a bright red eye, a beautiful chestnut breast, and buff-colored sides with more white stripes. The females are less ornate, with gray-brown plumage, but they have an elegant profile with a distinctive white pattern around their eye. As I watched the pair gliding smoothly across the surface, the female rose from the water and flew to the nesting box at the end of the pond, which I had built many years ago. She landed atop the box, sitting 6 feet high on a pole, and she bent over, peered into the large oval-shaped opening in the front of the box, and then easily disappeared into the hole. She didn't need to spend too much time checking out the box because she has laid eggs in it over the last several years. Wood ducks often return to the same nesting site every year. A wood duck female will typically lay 10 to 11 eggs in trees. They are one of the few ducks that actually nest in trees. Egg dumping is common in wood ducks. Females will visit different nests and boxes and lay eggs in other females' nests, leaving them to be raised by the other parents. Some nests have been recorded to contain up to 29 eggs because of egg dumping. When all the eggs have been laid, the female begins to sit on the clutch full-time for about 30 days. And even though the eggs may have been laid many days apart, they usually hatch all on the same day. Within 24 hours of hatching, the new ducklings will climb out of the box or tree cavity, one by one, and jump to the ground. The nest in trees can be as much as 20 feet high. That first step is a rough welcome to the world. The newcomers will immediately head for the water and the safety of the weeds and rushes around the edge of the pond, under the watchful eye of both parents. The large number of hatchlings are necessary for this species because they are an easy target for many reptiles, amphibians, mammals, and other birds. Wood ducks will quite often produce two broods a season. A century ago, as a result of severe habitat loss and hunting for both meat and plumage for the ladies' hat market in Europe, the population of this beautiful bird was in serious decline, and by the beginning of the 20th century, wood ducks had almost completely disappeared. As a result of the U.S. Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918, the wood duck populations began to recover slowly. But then the development of the artificial nesting box in the 1930s gave an additional boost to the wood duck production. They have readily adapted to these boxes over the last half century, which have greatly contributed to their population increase. There are many instructions for building and erecting wood duck boxes in the internet, or they can be purchased from any nature or bird supply store. Anyone can help the population of this amazingly beautiful duck by installing one. To hear a podcast of this and previous notes from the current farm, and for one of the very few sources of healthy, genuine black currant products in the U.S., go to currants.com. That's currants with an A.
He's our regular contributor here each week, naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn. I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. John lives in a neighborhood without a homeowners association. Every night, his neighbor plays loud music, which keeps him awake. After many encounters with the neighbor, John has decided to sue him for several thousand dollars. But how can you win money because of loud music? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Since John couldn't sleep, his job performance was affected. He won a small claims court judgment for $50 a day in damages for the last 2 months of loud music. It's been quiet ever since. And that's the final verdict.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. If you think breakfast is for kids, think again. Bikers who enjoy a nutritionally healthy breakfast are less likely to be overweight. To be clear, eating a good breakfast won't make you fat. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Bikers require full access to the senses, so having a good morning breakfast is very important. A good breakfast is like filling the gas tank with 100 octane. The feeling lasts. Have your eggs, have your cereal, or if that's not possible, get your high-fiber carbs, protein, and a little fat elsewhere. A big, healthy breakfast helps control blood sugar, cranks up metabolism, and prevents the biker from eating that half box of donuts left over by people who had a good breakfast. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.